Well, the countdown to the Super Saturday of by-elections has begun, with Bill Shorten campaigning today in Queensland in the seat of Longman. The Labor leader has been buoyed by the first opinion poll since last week's budget, though there was some good news also for the government, as well as the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Good morning to Michelle Grattan. Michelle, bit of a mixed bag in these latest polls. The budget, by and large, well received by voters. Malcolm Turnbull stretched his lead over Bill Shorten, but Labor still ahead of the coalition in the Ipsos poll by a pretty big margin in that one, a narrower margin in the news poll. It's kind of everyone, a bit like the budget, everyone was a winner in these polls.
Well, it is a confusing result on the two-party vote. I think that the government would be happy that the measures seem to, and the budget itself seems to have been well received, and of course happy about the Prime Minister's own ratings. It does suggest that Bill Shorten took a hit over the citizenship thing last week when he'd been saying his people were all right, and they obviously weren't all right. In terms of the two-party vote, the Ipsos poll maybe is an outlier. It's hard to see why that change would have happened off the back of this budget, the Labor vote going up. So I think probably the news poll looks more representative of what's happened in the two-party vote, which is nothing much.
We don't yet have a date for the five by-elections, the so-called Super Saturday, but Bill Shorten, obviously wasting no time, he's campaigning today in Longman. He's made it clear that Labor is going to put One Nation last on how to vote cards. Could that potentially cost Labor the seat?
It depends what else is happening in this contest. It's a very important contest, obviously, for Labor, that seat, and the Braddon one too, which will be the head-to-head contests between the government and Labor now that the Liberals have pulled out of the Western Australian one, and, of course, the Mayo by-election is between the crossbencher and the Liberals. I think the One Nation vote is one that potentially is very significant, because last time in 2016, Labor won on One Nation preferences. So that factor will be pretty central, but not the only one, obviously, in that particular battle.
Now, the Assistant Minister, Jane Prentice, lost her pre-selection over the weekend. That got a fair bit of news coverage. It's refocused attention on the lack of Liberal women in Parliament. There's also been some suggestion that she had an agreement to hand over the seat to her replacement, Julian Simmons. There is a dispute over, though, when that was going to happen. What can we interpret from this whole situation? I mean, the Prime Minister, or at least the party, has intervened in the past where pre-selections have gone away that they don't particularly want. Why not in this instance?
I think unless there's evidence of branch stacking or something like that, it's fairly difficult to intervene in a rank-and-file pre-selection. It was a big margin. I think it's unfortunate that Jane Prentice has lost that pre-selection. I think she has done a good job as an assistant minister, but nevertheless, it is a vote of party members themselves, and it's difficult to argue that there should be democracy in parties in pre-selections and then say, well, a decisive result should be in fact overthrown. So although it's raised the wider question and the very important question of getting more women into parliamentary positions from the Liberal Party, I think that to intervene in this particular one, it would be hard to sustain that argument.
All right, Michelle Grattan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, as always.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.